This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. It is a little rainy this morning, huh?
Did you say rainy this morning?
Yeah, a little bit rainy. I saw some rain this morning.
Well, maybe it's coming, but I haven't seen it yet. It's actually quite nice where I am right now. I'm going through the drive-thru here at Tops, yeah. Well, Tops is right here, but I'm going through McDonald's drive-thru. And it's not my everyday thing. I don't do Tim Hortons every day, but every once in a while I want to grab a nice coffee, and today was one of those mornings. But, yeah, no rain here yet, so I guess there's a threat of rain coming, sounds like, from what you're saying.
Yeah, this morning when I was getting ready, I could hear some rain hitting off the pool covers. And then when I did open up the blinds and looked out, everything was, at least here, was wet. And I know that this time of year we can get a lot of scattered showers. And so it may rain here, and 5 miles down the road, nothing.
KC2NVM, checking in.
KC2. Well, yeah, KE2GDQ, K2PCB.
Go ahead, K2PCB.
I apologize. I know this happens once in a while, and I tell Lynn, you know, unless it's something important, don't call me on my way in because I'm probably on the radio. She calls. It disconnects the node. The phone call takes over, which is probably the right thing to do. And then she calls and says, yeah, I know you're probably talking to those guys, but, and then goes on with what she's saying, which is okay. I mean, it should be that way, but they probably definitely could have waited. So anyway, I forget what I was saying. I'm on the move here. Yeah, no rain here yet. And, but maybe it looks a little overcast. I think Jeff is going to try to join us in here this morning. And so I'll leave some pauses in there to see if he hops in. And I think Ross is going to play around with his Echo Link to see if he can get another reliable connection in that way. So, yeah, how's your day shaping up?
Should be pretty good. The only thing I have scheduled for today is lunch with some guys I used to work with at the Shea Thin Film 18 or 19 years ago. So, yeah, I'll do that. Other than that, no real plans. I did find a cable that I can hook to my radio that I can feed into my computer to the USB-C, obviously, and get some of the appropriate software to listen to or get the slow scan TV and any other things from the radio. But then I looked up the SDR dongle that Ross was talking about this morning. I looked it up this morning, and I should have ordered that. That would have been the right thing to do. I'll order one today.
Well, do you have the SDR that we had out at Field Day, or does Ross have the SDR that we had out at Field Day?
That is Ross's.
But who physically has it? The one that we had out at Field Day was mine.
Then possibly Ross has it. I did not take anything on Field Day night.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought, you were going to take it, but I guess Ross took it, which was 100% fine. I knew somebody was taking it to play with, and that would have also done the same thing. So when I was talking about the SDR dongle, and he was talking about the SDR dongle, again, I was in the mindset that you physically had it, which would have made it easy for you to plug in. Then you could just plug in your antenna into the SDR, plug it into your PC, and you'd be on your merry way. So that's interesting, then, that you ordered that other cable. So you can use your Bofang, which should work just fine. I guess my question then is, and I think I've gathered up enough parts today to make you a cable if you don't get one, is will you have it in time to hook it up and try it out before that day comes around? And, or should I still throw that cable together?
KC2NVM checking in.
KC2NVM, KPCV here. You're in here with myself, obviously Travis, and KE2GDQ, Brad, which you should already know. Brad, are you hearing Jeff out there? So I think you guys are both hearing each other directly via RF.
I'm hearing some static from another source. It's probably Jeff. You're coming in strong, but it's probably like Ross. If he's on RF, there is probably, I'm taking it off a little bit, and then it'll come clear as he gets closer to PCV.
Yeah, Jeff, so you probably heard that. I assume you heard that. Maybe you didn't. Did you hear Brad there?
I hear Brad okay, a little staticky, and I hear you really very well. But other than that, there's a third source, I think, that's spotty.
Okay. I haven't heard another station in there yet. Ross would normally be in here in the next minute or two, but I haven't heard him in there yet. Yeah, that's the downside to the way we are currently configured. Just because we're sitting on this frequency because it's Ross's all-star node, and I tend to connect in I'll connect in through his node from another node, and I'll use my own methods to get to my own node, which sometimes has some technical issues, but I always come in that way. I don't come in RF onto this frequency. And it's worked out well for Ross and I for years. Brad's in here on RF, and that works out well, too. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we need to change it up a little bit. But, yes, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, I've been a ham for so long, but I'm very new to this because I don't get out much.
So this station that you're running, you said that's a mag mount with a... a mobile radio, say the 7800. Are you running on low power, high power? Question mark.
It's a little 5-watt Yaesu VX7R with a external mobile antenna.
Oh, you're on the 7R. Okay. Yeah, I remember saying you had that one. I've got one of the 5Rs. If I'm not mistaken, that the 7R was that the HT that was touted to be the waterproof radio. I remember when that's the one I'm thinking that came out. They used to have it at the vendor show, sitting in a fish tank.
That was all static.
Okay, that's not good. You'll have to come back around when you're a little bit closer. Let me know when the signal starts to get a little better as you're making it this way. Yeah, so back to the delivery of that cable, Brad. Is that going to show up in time to give you ample playtime?
If the International Space Station event should have from the 14th through the 20th, and it's supposed to arrive on the 15th. So I should have plenty of time to play with it. How are you doing this morning, Jeff?
The closer I get to PCB, the worse I hear. It's all static.
I'm picking you up really strong up here, and I'm only a couple miles south of PCB.
Are you in there, Ross?
Yep, good morning, all. It's KC2PT.
Yes, Jeff has joined us in here this morning, but I think we're running into a situation with the limited range of the RF stations hearing each other. Not everyone's making it back into the node, your node, and or with their configurations not hearing each other. It seems like your node is picking up everybody, because I'm hearing everyone just fine, but not everyone is hearing your, well, I say Jeff's not hearing your node, and then Jeff can't hear everybody, which is unfortunate. Unless we went to like the Lancaster repeater or something, we could try that tomorrow if we wanted. But I know I'm jumping around on topics. Good morning, Ross. And then back to Brad. Are you? If you want, I can still make that cable. If you want to try that out ahead of time, I've got a handful of days here.
Yeah, let's try that. Let's see if that works. This is KE2GDQ.
Yeah, so just talking out loud. As Jeff gets closer to work, what I would envision is that Ross would pick him up better. He would hear Ross better, and same with Brad. He'd probably hear Brad better, and Brad would pick him up better. But he'll start to, I'm going to guess, lose me, because I'm coming through the node at Ross's place.
I am currently sitting in the parking lot at a place called PCB, and I hear you fine, but everyone else is kind of sketchy.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's because you also said at one point that my signal was scratchy or whatever it was. Yeah, I'm just rolling up pinchy now. So, yeah, it's not a reliable method that we have of connecting all around. And I know you were saying that you were not that familiar with All-Star. And Ross and I have been primarily focused on All-Star for many years. So between his nodes and his coverage at home and my remote access, that has worked really well for us. In this configuration, it's not as robust. So it's an interesting learning experience.
I might have to double my efforts to get the mobile rig up and running.
Yeah, and that's what Ross is using to get into the node, but it's a simplex node, not a duplex node. So it doesn't work like a repeater. So it's into the All-Star network out through RF. I shouldn't say that. It's in through RF out to the All-Star network, and then from the All-Star network back into out through RF. There is no in through RF and back out through RF in that configuration here.
Okay, something to look into. I'm going to head into work, KC2 NVM.
Yeah, before we depart here, because I'm going to head in myself and only start at quarter two, do we want to try doing the Lancaster repeater tomorrow?
The Lancaster repeater works for me. I have no problem receiving or transmitting off that.
Yeah, I think if you're okay with that, Ross, we'll try Lancaster tomorrow. Then we know it'll be reliable, so we won't have to keep going back and forth with how our signal quality is, and then we can figure out how to handle that going forward, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I can hear everybody just pretty crystal clear. I can hear Jeff, him sitting at work right now, and I can hear Brad. So I don't know if it's just the mobile thing that's happening. You know, I get the fencing, probably. But, I'm fine with going to Lancaster tomorrow.
Yeah, we can do that for now, and then we'll work on it going forward. All right, Jeff and I are going to run. This is KTPCB. Brad, I'll put that cable together for you, and I'll let you know when it's ready. And I'll talk to you soon, and I'll... See you in a bit, Ross. This is KC2PCB. I'm clear.
Sounds like a plan. KC2 NVM, clear.
Okay, KD2GQ, KC2PT. Good morning, Brad.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm sitting here on my deck enjoying the nice cool